Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Hey everybody, welcome. It's a wonderful Wednesday morning, especially because I get to have a co-host today. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Nice. I'm glad you didn't say that you were fine.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I should have said that.
I'd have been like, oh, shoot, maybe she doesn't want to be here this morning. I'm fine, Shannon.
That would have been great if I would have thought of it.
Okay, so let's just jump in since we did. Fine. How often do you use fine when you mean something completely different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I use it a little too often, probably mostly in personal relationships. But other than that, I think I'm pretty good at not overusing it. What about you?
I know if I'm saying fine, it's really not. But even using fine as in whatever I'm saying fine about isn't fine, I have found, because since I chose this topic, I've been paying attention, right? But I find that sometimes when I say fine, it's not even about the situation. It's about something else going on with me.
Uh-huh.
So I've been paying attention this last few days, and if I'm using fine, I have some work to do. Yeah, inner work to do, because something's not right.
Right. So what's an example of recently that you used it that really struck you and made you stop and realize, uh-oh?
Okay, I have to choose this carefully because I have a lot going on. And until I'm through some situations, I'm not going to talk about them yet. Yes, because maybe somebody listening might be part of it. I know. I have interesting things going on in my world. Okay, so let me think. The last time I used fine in a situation that I can share.
It's not so fun when the tables get turned around on you, is it? This is what Shannon always does to me. She asks me questions.
And I was expecting it. Totally, I was scrambling, thinking, oh, shoot, what can I say? Okay. So, Well, maybe I'll just spill the beans on one situation I have going on that I haven't talked about on the radio show. I am manifesting something big. We are manifesting a move. And it's fine. Not fine. The last time I used fine was because I had to clean the house for a showing of our ranch. And I didn't want to because we haven't found a place to buy where we want to go. It's limited because we have cows. We need enough land for the cows, and it's a little more complicated than if we were just moving ourselves. Because
right.
I have, you know, a bunch of animals that I have to find a place for. And so, you know, I get the call that someone wants to come look, and I'm like, fine. And then I laugh to myself because, you know, my realtor doesn't know what fine means in what we're talking about today. But I'm like, yeah, I need to smarten up. Because, you know, I have to clean the house. Well, I don't have to, but we've looked at some properties where they didn't bother, and yeah, that wasn't fine.
It does make a difference. It makes
a
difference.
That was disgusting. Mm-hmm. And so I stomped around, but really it has nothing to do with the people coming to see. It has nothing to do with the realtor. It has everything to do with my impatience.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm manifesting a move back to Southern Alberta to be near family because my husband's mom isn't doing the best, and we would like to be able to spend more time with her before it's too late. And as you all know that listen often, I'm a total mommy suck, so I want to go back to where my mom lives too. So that's what we're planning. And we listed our place for sale the beginning of April, and so much interest. In fact, I think we have 2 offers coming in right away. But we did put the condition that we won't sell until we find a place. And so it's really uncomfortable, right? Because you kind of feel like you're letting someone down, because I know what it's like, and you get excited and, you know, make plans. And, yeah, it's fine, though. And Virginia made me spill the beans. No, it's okay. Maybe some of you know of a ranch in Southern Alberta that will support my cow herd. Please tell me. I have like 15 people looking and can't find anything yet.
But that's okay, because you know it's just going to happen, and you're going to get scared. And it's just going to happen just like that.
Yep. Someone's going to make us a really great offer on this place, and then I'm going to completely panic, and then something will happen. Because that's how it goes, right, everybody?
Yes. And it's just fine when that happens.
It's totally fine.
But there is, on the opposite side, there is a calming energy to the word fine at times, and I know that's not...
Yes.
What the intention is that you have with the topic today, but I do use that word when I'm in a panicked situation. That is my go-to word. Take some deep breaths. I'm okay. Everything's fine. I'm good.
That's true.
But even in that, I'm recognizing that everything's not freaking fine, and I'm just using it to try and calm myself
to convince
down.
Yourself that it's fine.
Right.
Well, just like, you know, when I say fine and I'm not to the realtor, and I actually probably didn't even say that to her, but it's more for ourselves to realize that we're having a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it will
completely.
Fine. Eventually. You'll be fine. But, okay, so if you're going through something and I said to you, oh, Virginia, it's going to be fine, doesn't that sound completely condescending?
Yeah, it makes me want to punch you.
It makes you want to throat punch me, actually. I can feel that. So don't use that word for other people if you can help it. It's say, it's going to be okay. Things will work out. Because fine just has this energy to it because we use it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how we're using it, it's usually not fine.
Exactly.
It's our go-to word. Which is really interesting, right? Because now when someone uses the word fine with you,
mm-hmm.
you get a choice like, okay, they're probably really not fine, but is it my problem? No. See ya.
No. Exactly. I run into that
scoot
a lot.
Away, fast.
Right. I run into that a lot with people, and I know you had mentioned this in the write-up of the show, of, you know, saying, oh, no, it's fine. It's okay if you don't. I really, really, really want to do this. It's what, you know, makes me so happy, but it's fine because, you know, I have this job over here that I'm obligated to, so it's fine, whatever. I see that a lot. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
it's so not fine. And that's,
not fine.
I see that used so often when there's something really that's bothering someone. And, well, I didn't really want to do that, but it's fine. Oh, no,
yep.
it's not fine, because if it was, you wouldn't throw that in there.
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and I hear this with clients a lot. And it's one of the things that I worked on hard for, well, yeah, I worked on it a lot for myself too. So saying, but everything's fine, you know, I have this, I should just be happy with what I have, I should be grateful, I don't need to do anything else, it's fine. Now that's all true. It is all true. It is fine. It
mm-hmm.
is good where you are. Making peace with your life as it is the best gift you can give to yourself, but
yes.
don't settle.
Right. And don't allow yourself to become stagnant and
yes.
keep yourself stuck in a place just because everything's fine right now.
Yep. And because you're a little fearful of upsetting the status quo, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little fearful of leaping or taking a baby step towards more success or things, big dreams that you want.
Mm-hmm.
When the nudge came for us to move, it was so crazy. Driving down a gravel road, enjoying the sights, I had one child whining and the other one happy, and I said, quit whining. We're driving around. I'm showing you where I used to ride my horse, and maybe, you know, just look around and think if you would like to live here one day. And we came over this little hill, and there was a real estate sign, 8 feet by 8 feet, like it was freaking huge. And everybody in my truck went silent. And my oldest son, who loves ranches, he's like, whoa. So I phoned my husband that night because we were visiting in southern Alberta, visiting my mom. And I said, hey, want to move to Pincher Creek? And he's like, yep. Oh, I that's exactly what I did. What? Oh. And for like 3 weeks, after I was home, that was in July, I paced around going, really? Is this what's really going to happen? Like, are we really going to go? Like, but I like it here.
Mm-hmm.
I like this school. I like everything that's going on. Really? Really? Like, what? But it's fine here. But seriously, all that monkey chatter
mm-hmm.
went through my head for 3 weeks. Virginia knows because I was like, oh, my God. I was totally flabbergasted because it wasn't my idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see it coming. And I'm like, whoa. Whoa, whoa. And truth be told, I adore that area. I used to live there, loved it, left it to marry my husband. So if we can get back there, woohoo, it's my favorite place on the planet. And I'm like, why would I even second guess? This is a big dream. Why am I like, it was really fascinating.
Well, it's because everything was fine. I'm using
fine,
air quotes
yeah.
there. Everything was fine, and you didn't want to upset the status quo. Why
exactly.
rock the feathers? Why rock the boat when everything's
fine? Fine.
But, right. But sometimes that's what we need in life. Sometimes we need to be shaken up a little because we become so complacent in where we're
so
at,
complacent.
And we don't even realize it because everything's going so well, and everything's good, and everything's fine. And
everything's fine.
Right. But there's more that we're meant for, or something different yep. that is meant for us, and we're not seeing it because we're stuck in the fineness.
We're stuck in the fineness, yeah. I seriously and like was for a while there one reading away from being like totally abusive on getting readings, like seriously. I had to stop myself, like, no more readings. Don't contact anybody else. You need to just sit in this. And so the first person I contacted to get a reading when this all happened was Lorraine Rowe. Happy birthday, Lorraine, if you happen to be listening.
I was just going
to
say that. Happy birthday.
And she says to me, well, I don't know how to tell you this, but, yeah, you're moving. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I think I want to, but I'm not sure. And it was so funny because this isn't my usual. I'm usually the one going, woohoo, let's go for it. Let's take that leap of faith. But this just totally sideswiped me. I didn't, yeah. But okay, but I will say this. So everything was fine. But once these seeds were planted, it like exploded all this beautiful new energy of what could be.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm incredibly impatient. Like I said, one reading away from, you know, losing all my psychic privileges. It's been a while now, so I could probably have one now. It's been a while, yeah. But, yeah, I was, you know how we get into that energy of, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Really? Like, seriously? Like, how's this going to happen? And
I
had my husband
so
supporting
well.
Me on that, too, right? He wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I feel like we need to explain that a little bit because as psychics and intuitives, we have, like, a small core trusted group of fellow psychic
network,
intuitives
yeah.
that we turn to. So
yep.
anytime there's something going on in our lives, because it is there, contrary to popular belief, we can't read ourselves. Especially when we're emotionally attached to the outcome. So
exactly.
we turn to this trusted, close knit circle of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Shannon's talking about when she's saying, she was one reading away from abuse because she probably reached out to every single person.
Not quite, but close. I reached out
right.
to a few, and then I had to go to strangers. And it was the damnedest thing. Nobody would read for me until I blocked everything about me being psychic,
uh-huh.
and then I found someone to read for me. She's like, what, you're psychic? And I'm like, just give me a second. Oh, she says. Yeah,
oh, that's funny.
Seriously, it was almost abuse. Yep. Almost. So close. And we've
but
all done it, right?
Hard.
You know, you want an answer, and you just keep going until you find someone that gives you the answer you want.
Right. And that's what makes it hard for us as intuitives, because we want everything to be fine, and
yeah.
when we can't see it and feel it because we're too close or too emotionally attached, then that creates panic, and we
yes.
want to know, and we want to know now.
Now. Yes.
Not now,
it was,
right now, now, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, not now, not right.
right
now, 5 minutes ago, because when I tune into my own energy and stuff, I know what's going to happen. I just don't know the exact date or how it's going to play
uh-huh.
out. And that's,
uh-huh.
you know, we all do this, right? It's our
uh-huh.
intuition showing. But back to being fine, everything in my world was fine. I mean, there was things that, you know, like the whole dog situation that I go through, and then the school bus, which is all resolved. So, but things were still fine. Like, I don't feel like I need to leave here. It's just, I want to, and the possibilities, it will go from fine to fantastic.
And I think you just touched on something really, really important. You said you don't need to leave there, but you want
I don't.
To. And
yep.
too many of us act out of the need place. I need to
right.
get out of here. I need to move out of this area. It's going bad. This isn't working. That isn't working. I need to leave this job. I need, and that propels this panic motivation. But what
mm-hmm.
what about doing something because you want to?
Exactly.
It takes that funky, fine energy out of it. Like, fine, you don't want me. I don't want to do this. I'm going to leave here or some. You know what I mean?
And yep.
And that it turns into that weird, funky, that funky fine energy.
Mm-hmm. Funky fine. I love that.
And not funky like disco 70s funky.
Oh, come on. And also acknowledging that you don't need to, but you want to, gives you more power. When you need
yes.
to, like, so if you, I was saying, I need to move here, I need to move. I mean, there is a few places for sale that don't fit. I would have to downsize my cow herd. And
mm-hmm.
so Brent and I had a big discussion after one day when I was with the cows all day, and I'm like, I don't want to. Let's hold out. We don't need to move this summer. If we stay here another school year, it's fine. And I meant fine as in it really is fine. Even though it's that fine, like, I don't really want to, but it'll be fine. And so that's what we're doing, even though incredibly impatient. But if I stuck with the we need to, because, I mean, he has a job lined up. Everything is ready to go. The only holdup is finding a place that we can keep all our cows. And so I could settle and downsize and get there, but then I just feel I would regret not just waiting. I mean, the universe
right.
does have our back, and maybe
yes.
my timing is off, but the fact that I want to, but I don't need to, makes all the difference.
It changes
and that is
the
my perception.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
mm-hmm.
don't we do that to ourselves? Like, I could change my perception to I need to.
And then that completely changes the energy and makes
it
funky.
It does. Not the good funky.
Right. Not the disco 70s funky.
Nope. And how often when we say things are fine and then all this monkey chatter starts up?
Mm-hmm. And so many of us don't pay attention when that monkey chatter kicks in. We don't even recognize that we're having the racing thoughts and the panic inside of our heads.
Yep.
Because it's become so natural that that's even worse.
True. It's just become a pattern. To tell if it's monkey chatter, here's what I do. I start saying it out loud. All the things going through my head, I say it out loud. So in July when I was pacing around my ranch doing my chores and stuff saying, am I moving? Are we really moving? Are we going to go to Pinch Creek? Oh, my goodness, I can't believe we're going to go to Pinch Creek. Are we going to go to Pinch Creek? Am I going to find a good school? Blah, 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 blah. Are my kids going to be okay? Are they going to be happy? And I started doing it out loud. And see, just now when I was doing it out loud, you can realize the ridiculousness of it.
Mm-hmm. It is terrible when we do that to ourselves. That's where
mm-hmm.
we create, like, panic and anxiety within our bodies.
Yeah. And then it's fine. You know, I have to go do, like, stuff out with people later today, and someone's going to use that word, and I'm going to, like, either side-eye them or giggle to myself. Really? Are you fine? Yep. And so are all of you. It's going to be entertaining. Sorry. Sorry about that. But don't worry. It'll be fine.
You'll be at the
I know for me.
Store and someone will say fine and you'll start
giggle,
laughing like a maniac and they're going to think something's wrong with you.
Because in my head, fine is complete code for another word, F word.
Yeah. Another four-letter
yeah.
F word.
Another four-letter F word. Yep. So pay attention when people are using fine. Now you're all going to be giggling to yourselves and side-eyeing them. But just pay attention to how often you use it, because it's definitely one of those words that will indicate you need to look at something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because you're saying yes to too many volunteer activities, and it's fine, I'll fit it in. But is it fine? Are you burnt out? Are you tired of it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
that,
you know, you're... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, that is when I use the word fine the most, is when I've overextended myself, and then somebody asks for something else, and I say, okay, and then I'm justifying it in my head, saying, oh, it's fine, I'll figure it out, I'll get it done, I'll work it out, you know, and that's, it's not fine.
It's not fine, but it has nothing to do with the person, because often we will blame them. Oh, they just had to ask me. Why couldn't they just find somebody else? Well, it's
right.
up to us, though, to say no. We know that this boundaries is our responsibility.
Right.
No one else's. And then we're dead silence. We're both thinking about all the times we say fine, right?
I took a drink of water, and I wanted to laugh because we both went silent. And I couldn't because I had a mouthful of water. I was fine.
And
don't worry, people. I was fine.
Don't worry. It's all fine. And how often do we, again, go back to, say things are fine. I don't really need to pursue anything else. Yes, I would love to start up a side business, or yes, I would love to take that certain class, but, you know, it's fine. I don't have to. That is totally a self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in an energy-based world, and so taking that class and giving yourself that gift will spark creative, cool possibilities.
Exactly.
But even those of us, which isn't me actually, that don't like change.
Well, I'd like to challenge that, Shannon, but that's another that's another conversation.
No,
who doesn't like change.
I know. I'm sure the listeners know that have been listening to us for a while. And I love change, which totally surprised me that I wasn't sure about this one. I'm kind of nomadic. This is the longest I've lived in a place since I've been an adult.
Yeah, and that's how I had been too, actually, for quite a while, at the last place we lived.
That was the longest place you've been at?
Mm-hmm, as an adult.
Nice.
And then pretty nomadic myself.
Pretty nomadic? Well, it's fun. Yeah.
Not anymore. Now I just want to move somewhere and be settled. I don't want to keep moving. Yeah.
Nice.
But it's fine.
I was waiting for that. It's fine. It'll be okay. Yeah. But you know what? The truth is, lots of times we need these fine situations to show up, to shake us up. Virginia said, we can become complacent so easily and just stuck in our patterns of doing what we do. And so when I had the first reading with Lorraine, I'm like, yeah, this is happening. I'm not sure what to think about it. And she says to me, well, you're kind of bored where you are. And I'm like, what? But I'm so busy. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah. I don't know if I don't even think she used the word bored, but she just meant that I was kind of like stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
That I wasn't, you know, leaping and growing like I could.
Mm-hmm.
And she was right. It's true. Where I'm at right now I could be fine if I stayed here for the rest of my life. It'd be fine. I could make peace with it. It'd be fine. But, when we move to where we're moving to, there's just so much opportunity for me there.
Mm-hmm. And so
fabulous.
Well, and like you talked about, that's a form of self-sabotage. You can't stay where you're at, and everything will be fine, and it's okay, but you are limiting yourself then from new possibilities and new opportunities and new excitement. You're allowing things to just be.
Mm-hmm. Because we all know that manifesting and growing, you actually have to put in effort.
Yes.
And I could just stay here and everything would be, like, really good. But at the same time, I do have plans. I have big
mm-hmm.
dreams. And I've made a lot of them come true, and I'm not done yet. I'm not ready to give up on that yet, right? And the energy of where we're going and having family close and that support is going to just change everything for us and the lifestyle. We're going for lifestyle. It's going to change everything for us in a really cool way.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend, look at your life. Like, are you fine? Do you want more? Of course we do, but are you willing to take that leap or take the risk? It is a risk because we don't
yes.
actually know how it's going to turn out. But let me
mm-hmm.
ask you all this, and I'll ask Virginia specifically.
Oh, boy.
How often, I know, she's like, great, I was waiting for this. See, so how often does something happen and you have to make this big change and you're like, oh, this is going to be terrible, or you're like terrified, but you just put on your big girl panties and you do it anyway. And it turned out so much better than you ever could have imagined. And you say to yourself, man, if I wouldn't have done this.
I feel like it happened so much for me.
I know. You're cool.
I mean, it is. It's almost like the universe pushing me. And probably anyone else who experiences something similar, out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it, and I go kicking mm-hmm. and screaming the whole way. But then at
mm-hmm.
the end, I was like, oh, who knew it was
Thank
this
you.
Fun, or this great, or this, right, exactly.
I mean, it's rare, and I don't even know anyone that's gone through something like this, and it didn't turn out great. I mean, there's pieces of it that you're kicking, screaming, and complaining, but at the end of the day, and when you look back, you're like, oh, no wonder. Got it.
Okay, so since being that we're intuitive and we're talking about this and the things that you're saying are triggering a situation that I'm going to be going through in a couple of months,
okay.
That I am already kicking and screaming. But I know there's a reason behind it. I'm afraid to even talk about it. That's how scared I am. Shannon is well aware, and anyone who's listened also knows that Virginia is terrified to fly. I've never flown in my life. I never thought I would. And I am beyond flipping terrified. I have this deathly fear. And everybody says, oh, but it's so much safer. I don't care what you say. Deathly fear, so don't try and talk me into it. Well, I have some really good, old, close friends. I don't know if I want to call them good anymore. at Christmas time, we got together and had brunch, and they came up with this great idea to get Virginia on a plane. Well, let's fly somewhere close, and it'll be a short flight, and you'll be with your friends, and you'll be fine. And me, I said, sure, whatever, that's fine. In my head, I'm thinking, yeah, right, it'll never go through, no problem. I don't have to worry about it. It's December. They're talking July. We don't have to worry. Well, my wonderful friends bought my plane tickets.
I love them. Way to go, Virginia's friends.
So I'm saying it's fine. It's going to be okay. I'll be fine. But that's a panicked fine, and I'm freaking out, and I'm kicking and screaming right now, and I've even told them as much. You know, we've had a group text message, and everyone's, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then it's, Virginia, what, are you around? Like, you haven't responded. You can't ignore us.
I'm fine. Meanwhile, she's curled up in the fetal position. Yep.
Yeah. So, but it all came up because you're saying we get pushed out of our comfort zones and we get put into these situations that we're not very comfortable with, but in the end, it's for a good reason. So Shannon just completely reassured me that I just might live through the flight there and back.
Okay, so I have some guided imagery therapy sessions for fear of flying, so let's book it and we'll do it. I was just reading it this morning. Dun, dun, dun.
Fear
of flying. Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Look at how we work.
So, yeah, it'll be fine, Virginia. Can't you all feel her energy, too, when she's talking about it? It's like, it's not fine. It's that other F word. And yeah, no. So you're doing this in July? Good, because then you can fly to see me.
No. That's too far.
Later.
Yeah, let's take baby steps. Maybe in like 10 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're doing a really short, like, hour and a half, 2 hour flight just to get me on a plane. But they tricked me a little bit because I said, you know, if we were going to a place like New Orleans, a place that I absolutely love and like my soul longs for, I could see myself getting on a flight to go there. And, or like I could push myself. And so they all agreed to that. And New Orleans turned into Myrtle Beach. And Myrtle Beach turned into Philadelphia. I'm like, wait a minute, what happened here?
So you're flying to Philadelphia?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we're driving to the coast and staying on the coast for the weekend. But, yeah, we're flying because one of the friends in the group moved to Philadelphia. So she lives there. So we're flying – or to Pennsylvania, I'm sorry. So she lives near Philly. So we're going to fly there and, yeah. I'm not fine.
You're not fine. Okay. Yeah. Just liken it to astrally traveling.
Yeah, but that's different. I'm free. Yeah, I'm not encapsulated in anything.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll book that guided meditation to help you with it. Yes, people, she's not fine, and she does want to use a different F word to me right now. I can tell. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But sometimes that push is necessary, right? I don't know why.
It is, yep. But think of, so she's not fine, and she's saying she's fine, but in July, we'll say in August, all said and done, and you had an amazing experience, then all the possibilities that are going to open up for you, because you'll be able to fly anywhere.
Right, because
my husband...
Renting
a car and driving for 3 days, you'll be able to fly. Just saying.
This is true. My husband is set on us going to Hawaii. So I guess this is necessary step to get to that island over there. Oh, Lord.
Yep.
I can't even think about it right now. Let's go back to fine.
Okay. Well, and then you'll fly from your airport to Great Falls Airport in Montana, and I'll pick you up, and you'll come to my mountain ranch. So just saying. All right, so fine. Look at it. I put it out there that I want a mountain ranch in Pincher Creek, Alberta. You put it out there that you're going to fly. The universe is going to have our back and make this easier for us. I know it.
Yes.
Okay, so I need to share the freakiness that happened to me on the weekend. So I'm manifesting this ranch, and it's going fine, but not, as well as I want right now. So I went to my store, which is across the yard, to get some crystals to help with manifesting. And I went to open a drawer in one of the desks that has, like, jewelry and stuff on it for sale. And I couldn't get it open. And my husband had come with me because he was getting something out of there, too. And it was, I had to tug on it, and I couldn't get it open. And I called him to help me. It was jammed, packed full of packing peanuts. Now, I do have packing peanuts in my store because I get shipments and I have boxes, and I've been saving them up for our move, but I didn't put them in that drawer. I mean, seriously, I would have had to do it one at a time to stuff them in as hard as they were stuffed in. And it's this cute little desk, and so they were spilling out the back, and they were jammed in there so hard. And so we had to, like, pull the drawer out, clean out all the packing peanuts, and we're, like, searching them. Thinking, oh, great, is there mice in here? Is that what, are they making a nest with packing peanuts? How could they even get themselves in there? It was that full. And they were all clean. Like, there was no chew marks. There was no mouse droppings. There was nothing to indicate anything had put it there except for some otherworldly thing. And we just started laughing. I guess we're moving. I guess. So we're still giggling about it, and we look at each other once in a while and say, yeah, packing peanuts, huh? And I just got a shipment yesterday, and it's full of packing peanuts, and I just started laughing as I'm unpacking the box. Isn't that just crazy?
That is. I love when things like that happen, though. That is one of my most favorite things about the universe and how it works, and then just being aware of it happening. It's one of my most favorite things. You know, just those random unexplained occurrences.
Random unexplained, yeah. I mean, I could have went and found my children and said, did you guys put packing peanuts in there? But really, it was far too much effort for them because they were shoved in there so hard that you could not have fit one more. And my kids wouldn't even bothered. Like, that's just too much effort for them. Funny, right? So we know it's going to be fine, but in a good way.
Okay, so we keep talking about that. We keep talking about fine in a good way and fine in a bad way. And so it's probably important to notice when you do use the word or you notice someone else using the word, what is the energy when it's being said? Like, does your body feel heavy? Does it feel tense? Does it feel tight? Does it feel frustrated? Or does it really feel calm and easy and fine?
Yeah. My tell, the thing I can tell if it's fine in a bad way, is if I really want to roll my eyes. It's fine.
Oh.
Yeah. Or, oh, okay, that's fine. Even though it's probably still not fine, but it's less intense of a fine, it's a complicated word. Because it has so many inflections. But we're all fine, right? In the big scheme of things, it'll all work out. But definitely use it as a indication of some inner work or some awareness, like what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Right. Why is it triggering something? Why am I getting frustrated? Why am I upset? Why is this bothering me? Why is it really not fine when I'm saying that it is?
Mm-hmm. What's the monkey chatter saying to you? Because, you know, there's the fixes to fine. What if it's saying no next time somebody asks you for something? Which, for a lot of people, is incredibly difficult.
Yeah. And that I don't understand. But
we've all been there.
Because, right, because it's so easy for me to, at this point, to just say
at
no.
At this point, yeah.
Number. Right, right.
So if you're one of the people that has trouble saying no, here's my go-to answer for you. When someone asks you to do something or asks you to participate or something along that nature, your first answer should be, let me check my schedule. T, to give you a little space to decide if you want to do it. Because when someone's asking you in that moment, you don't want to upset them or inconvenience them. It's about making it easier for them, which often, though, makes it harder for yourself.
Right.
You say you need to check your schedule. I need to check the kids' calendar. You know, just have some go-to answer that you say immediately, and then you can get back to them. And lots of times you can do it, but sometimes you can't. And if you say yes and have to reschedule, it'll get you all resentful and angry about it. But if you say yes and then it's okay, I did that backwards. But if you say no and you can do it, you can always go back and tell them, you know what, something changed. It just gives you that moment of, let's figure it out first.
Right.
Taking back your power.
Mm-hmm. Because how often do we say yes? And, oh, yeah, that's fine, I can do that. And then you get home and you look at your calendar and you realize, oh, my gosh, I have so many other things today. Now I have to rearrange. And now I have to this. And now I have to that. And then you're all of a sudden stressed out and you're resenting the person that you just said yes to when,
yeah,
like we've said, it has nothing to do with them.
I know. We're so complicated to our own selves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We make everything harder than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Just our patterns.
Yep.
Our patterns are settling. Our patterns are saying, oh, I'm fine. I don't deserve anything more or better. That is bullshit. You do deserve more and better. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
You're a child of the universe just like everybody else. If you want more and better, make it happen.
Exactly.
So, Virginia, we do need to
yes.
do the chakra cleanse because it's craziness in our world right now. So,
okay.
Tell everybody listening how to find you. Got any specials? Got anything going on?
Well, let me see. Well, my website is virginiablank.com. I am still doing my spiritual boot camp, which is a
nice
6-week, yeah, one-on-one thing to just be more comfortable and in tune and centered and focused. And, yeah, that's all. The only, you know, aside from my usual stuff going on, yeah.
Nice. You can find Virginia at virginiablank.com, or if you're
mm-hmm.
on my Facebook page, I tagged her this morning for the radio show. I'm still doing everything I do. It's all good. Meanwhile, manifesting a move. Woohoo! I'll keep you guys posted. So hopefully this, you know, increases the energy. So we're going to play the chakra cleanse, and then we're going to be done. So thank you all for listening, and thank you, Virginia.
Thanks for having me.
And happy Wednesday.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher, and then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it. Spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now, this one is all shiny clean, and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now, I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right, so now that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love, and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now that that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Kate, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages right. Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies, and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. Going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. Takes a little trust, takes a little faith, but if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day. You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, Raphael. And you will automatically get 20% off because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.